Haines Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan was one of two candidates shortlisted for the position of interim borough manager by the Personnel Committee this afternoon. The other is Deborah Schwartz of Little Rock, Arkansas. The Assembly will address those recommendations at Tuesday's meeting. The Personnel Committee was tasked with sifting through the 7 resumes submitted by the December 4th deadline for the interim manager seat. They checked references and, based on applications, agreed that Ryan and Schwartz were the top contenders. Committee members Margaret Friedenauer, Ron Jackson, and Chair Mike Case reviewed the applications. Friedenauer looked into Schwartz and Ryan. She called Carlos Jimenez, who worked with Ryan on past projects but never directly supervised him.
He said that's really where he excels, is a lot of project management, handling a lot of tasks at once, and juggling different priorities and things like that. He also spoke about his ability to talk with a lot of different people and coordinate a lot of different things with different organizations.
Jimenez also touted Ryan as mild-mannered and even-keeled. The applicant from Arkansas, Schwartz, has 3 decades of experience in the aviation realm, managing commercial airports and consulting on a vast array of aviation projects. She is currently the owner of Strategic Aviation Solutions, LLC.
She mostly deals with very large organizations, but that she does that very well. But a lot of the money, a lot of the budget she deals with and a lot of the amount of people and organizations she deals with are big. And she deals a lot with budget issues, which she also mentions on her resume.
Resident Kathleen Mankey addressed the committee a few times, asking why they couldn't recommend Ryan to just step into the position now.
We do have somebody local that wants the job, has applied for the job. So is that option open for the Assembly to consider at the next meeting as stepping in where Julie would prefer, apparently, to be out?
Donnie Turner added that local is great, but it should come down to the person most skilled for the position.
Hopefully, maybe we could find one sooner now, but I would expect it would be 6 months probably before we wind up with a manager. And so I would hope that not necessarily puts emphasis on local as much as qualifications.
Jackson then pointed out that in borough code, if qualifications are equal, preference is given to borough employees, local residents, and veterans. Borough clerk and acting manager Julie Causey responded.
All the committee's doing is determining the qualifications, because you can't really determine whether they're equal until you look at them, compare them side by side. And then after that, then you can bring in the issue of veterans or local. That's precisely why it's important to interview, especially a position like this, because you can't tell from applications. I mean, people can put anything down.
In his cover letter, Ryan addressed his commitment to the community. He's been here for 7 years and worked for various agencies. He said he's interested in not just the interim position, but in becoming the permanent manager. Schwartz described herself as a seasoned municipal executive and a creative problem solver. The committee members used score sheets from the last manager hire process and compared resume qualifications to the job description. In the end, Schwartz and Ryan were the top 2 for the committee members and Causey. The committee passed a motion unanimously to have the Assembly take a closer look at those 2 applications. They also passed a motion recommending that the Assembly look into hiring 1 of 3 executive search firms to find the next police chief and permanent manager. 3 firms submitted proposals offering extensive vetting to potential candidates and a guarantee that the future hire would stay for at least 18 or 24 months. The costs aren't exact, but range around $30,000 for the search for both manager and chief. The estimate does not include what the borough would pay to fly in potential hires for interviews. Case said he and Causey researched all 3 firms.
And they all got glowing reviews.
The Personnel Committee will make its recommendations, including a timeline, to the Assembly on Tuesday. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.